Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Mark, talk to us, Ming.
So, I've been talking to this girl, Chrissy. Mm-hmm. We've been on a handful of dates. Everything's been great. And for some reason, she just stopped taking my call the last 2 days. And I'm not really sure why. I mean, I can't begin to tell you, like, we've hit it off, like, tremendously. I've met her kid. Like, we've gone out. And it just now I'm getting ghosted out of nowhere. So, I'm not sure what's up, but...
No, listen, you came to the right people because we are experts in helping people in disastrous relationships. So I can already pinpoint the disaster till the last time you guys hung out. What do you think happened?
There's no disaster. Okay. There's no disaster.
It's usually not an obvious disaster. It's not an obvious. There's usually a small tipping point. It could be something that you said, something that you did that she looked at. Maybe the first time you said it or did it, she was like, oh, that's a little weird, but I'll give him a pass. Maybe you did it again, and she was like, okay, now one more time, and it's a pattern, and I'm out. And maybe you did it a third time. So what do you think you might have done? It might even be something that she misunderstood or misconstrued.
No, nothing. I can't think of a thing. I mean... I kind of said something to her son, but like nothing crazy. So I mean, I can't think of anything.
Kind of said something to her son.
Yeah, what did you kind of say to her son?
So we just kind of he was kind of being annoying, and I put him in his place.
Here we go. You know. Okay. Here we go.
Ding ding. Seriously, yeah, Mark?
It wasn't bad. It was me being stern, showing that I'm the male, and like this is what's going on.
God. Okay. I'm sure that your intentions were, of course, looking out for her son and things of that nature. But maybe what came out of you was misconstrued. Do you know what I'm saying?
It could. I don't even think that could be it. Like, it was so quick, and, I mean, we have so much more history. I mean, we've gone out a lot, so I don't think...
Okay.
Well, we'll find out from her for sure.
Yes. We'll give her a call next, all right? Just hang on the phone.
All right,
second date update on the 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Mark. He's gone on a couple times with this girl, Chrissy, but all of a sudden he can't find her. She's ghosting him. And he says everything with them has been great. Now, there was a situation. Chrissy has a son. Mm-hmm. And I guess there was a situation where maybe he was misbehaving, and Mark said that he said something to the kid to put him... Mm-hmm. So he'd start behaving, kind of put him back and put him in check.
Yeah, this sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, he said, if anything, maybe... Chrissy misconstrued that, but he doesn't think it was a big deal. So it's good though. Now we have something. We'll call her. If she picks up, we'll be like, hey, listen, if it's the thing with your son, Mark didn't mean it in a bad way. Now he knows he overstepped his bounds, yada, yada, yada. We'll pay for another date, and I'm sure she'll say yes. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready.
All right. We're going to try and call Chrissy right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Chrissy?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, perfect. Chrissy, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can we just... By the way, it's a good reason why we're calling you. Somebody gave us your number. Can I explain to you why?
Somebody gave you my number?
Yes, it was a guy that you know, and I'm going to tell you his name, but the reason that he gave us your number is because he would like to... he thinks that you guys have a connection, so he basically wants to go on a date with you. And the reason we're calling you is because if you say yes, we'll pay for the date that you choose. So if you want to go somewhere, you know, we'll do that. If you want to take out, like whatever it is, we'll pay for it and we'll work it around your schedule. So basically, whenever you're free, we can do this. And again, I'll tell you his name and then you can decide whether or not you want to do it.
Is this somebody I know or somebody?
No, yeah, you know him because he gave us your number. I'll just tell you his name. His name's Mark. He said you guys went out a couple times.
No.
Okay.
No.
So he explained to us that he had a little bit of a that you guys were having a good time. And he said that one time, I guess he said something to your son and he just wanted to apologize. He didn't want you to think that he was overstepping his bounds. And
look, Mark is like a total d-. I don't want to have anything to do with him. I've seen his true colors. Uh-huh. I am not interested.
So was it something he did with your son?
Yeah. So it was voting day. And he had one of those little I voted stickers on his shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And my son Jason's like, you know, on TV and everything. And he's like, oh, I'm on a voting sticker. And when I went, they were out of them. So anyhow, Mark comes in with the voting sticker. And Jason's like, oh, can I have your sticker? Can I have your sticker? It all went south from there.
What the hell did he do?
Wait, what do you mean it all went south? You either give him, you just give him the damn sticker and then you keep it moving.
Not Mark. I mean, Mark's like, no, no, no. And Jason got really upset and had a meltdown crying. Mark got really mad and, oh, you know, God. I mean, just totally I acted out. And I couldn't believe he was treating a five-year-old like this over a stupid little sticker. I mean, it was insane.
Wait,
are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me?
Wait, hold on a second. Mark's on the phone and he heard what you said. But this is seriously, like, is this
a kid the sticker?
I'm overreacting over a stupid sticker. Like, it's a sticker. Yeah. The little entitled ass doesn't need it. He's five. He obviously didn't vote.
Why? Okay.
Oh my God.
Why did you need the sticker that bad?
I've had, for the last 17 years of my life, I've got all my voting badges, pins, and stickers. My dad had them. Like, it's a family tradition. Like, I have a board at home that's got all my cool voting things. I'm not going to give it to this little five-year-old snot that's going to, like, it's going to fall off on the sidewalk 2 minutes later. He's just a spoiled brat that always wants to get what he wants.
Oh, my God. Those stickers are important. I'm going to back him up
what?
On this one.
Yes.
I'll get you 500 right now on Amazon.
Will you?
Like, this is why I collect. Like, people get Disney pins. People get whatever. This is my magic, is these voting pins and voting stickers and voting things.
Okay. Right. So, listen, I know I say this a lot, but I think we can fix this. So, okay.
Go ahead. I want to see this.
Okay. Chrissy, Mark, clearly the sticker had an emotional connection to him. That's why he wanted to keep it. Now we know what it is. And at the same time, Mark said if you go out with him again, he'll pay $10. And not only will he make it up to your son with one sticker, but he'll give him a whole damn roll of I voted stickers. So that way he's going to look like a champ to your son. And then you guys can go out again on us and get past this small little speed bump on the way to romance.
You know, if he had said something like, no, you know, I'll get you this or I'll do this or distracted him in some way, but it's just, he turned into another child. It was like right. Two little babies going at it.
Right. All right. Well, Mark, Chrissy said, thank you for the offer. Unfortunately, she can't do it.
I don't give a shit. That's fine. I still have my sticker, and she can have her crybaby son. I'm still going to enjoy my sticker for the rest of my life. She can go
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.